I'll take care of him.
All right, real good. Thanks, Josh.
All right.
Adam Levine is here, but I don't know if he's ready to go. He just got up here. I was just looking at pictures of his girlfriend in the Sports Illustrated swimsuit issue.
Oh,
look
really?
At her.
She's a swimsuit model.
Yeah. Very hot.
Or a Sports Illustrated model. They do more than swimsuits.
What's her name?
I don't know.
You don't know?
I don't know.
Is she here?
She's here.
So why don't they
she's
put her name?
She's here too?
Because Will's bringing in the note now. Adam wants to come in alone first.
Oh, okay.
But then he figures
he knows you'll never speak to him again.
Right. If she comes in, I won't speak to him.
He knows the show so well. He's like, I'll come in and then I'm sure he'll bring her in a little while.
Adam Levine is the lead singer of Maroon 5, and he's also on the show The Voice, which is now...
judge and mentor on The Voice.
He is now actually... The Voice is tied... with American Idol at viewers at 16.1.
Yeah, it's doing really well.
Yeah, doing well. There he is.
And they've
look
already
at him.
Been renewed for another season. Hello.
There you are, man.
He's gorgeous.
Who, me?
Yes, you.
What do you mean he's gorgeous? Not that hot.
It just came out of me. I couldn't help it.
You get that a lot,
I was looking at his ass.
Don't look at his ass. You're the guy
I want. Oh, my ass.
You got a cute ass.
Get out of here.
Do girls think you're cuter now because of the voice?
I definitely. Do I just talk? There's no mic?
It's right there. We got like a singer's mic on you.
Shit, wow.
Look, feel, is she right next to your mouth?
Right next to your mouth, right coming down from your, there it is.
Oh, fine. I feel like I'm an NSYNC or something.
So, how you doing? Yeah, right. NSYNC used to carry one of those little headset mics.
Right.
I could never get down with that. That's
yeah,
weird.
No, because when you're a singer, you want to hold the microphone. Right?
Yeah, absolutely. And you know who just did that? It was David Lee Roth. I was shocked.
What'd he do?
I wasn't there, but I guess Ben Van Halen just... played, he had one of those things.
The headset? Like, the headset?
Nah, it's very cool.
Did you go to see those guys when they played?
No, but I heard that it was kind of amazing.
It was. I actually think this is the weird thing about the record business. I think the song Tattoo is a really good song. Have you heard the single?
The new single. A little bit. I saw the video for a minute.
I thought it was cool. Really good. I'm a big Van Halen fan.
Would you pass them through? Would you turn around for Van Halen?
Come on.
I would.
Of course I would. Well, he's. I love Ross, too. He was like,
yeah.
He's just so amazing. You know? He still sounds great, too.
He sounds really good. And the song Tattoo is great.
I keep singing it over and over again. It's a great
song.
But
they always make me happy. I love them.
But I was reading that the new album or the new single, like, no one's buying it. No one cares. No one is paying attention. And
that's the music industry.
It's just hot, man. You know what? God bless them. They've been doing it forever. You
right.
know what I mean? So it's like, it's tough, dude. I mean, it's just tough. It's tough for anyone to do it.
You know, it's weird. I used to, like, look at rock stars and think, oh, my God, that's the one job I'd always want. And now sort of there's been a shift in my psyche because I look at it and I go, what a horrible life because there's no guarantee. No, it's a great life. Don't get me wrong.
If you get it.
But it's almost impossible to maintain it. And it's like, it's...
Listen, man, it's so fun. I mean, I have to disagree with you because a lot of people don't appreciate what they've got, regardless of what they do or how successful they are or not. You know, I think the key is kind of if you can make yourself happy in any situation. Because I remember some of the best times of my life, I was like totally broke and, you know, wanted to be a musician and that was my life and my passion. It's always been the same thing.
Right.
And this has all been obviously crazy and incredible. But it's hard. I appreciate it, you know? And if I appreciate it, it's really fun and it's easy to manage even though you're busy all the time and it's crazy.
I know you appreciate it, but it used to be very different. Like with Maroon 5, with the amount of hits they've had.
Yeah.
And the touring and stuff, the record industry used to be so powerful that you would still, you would put out an album. Like, I read you're worth $15 million. Now, I don't know if that's true or not. But if you were putting out records 20 years ago, you'd probably be worth $80
million. Yeah, you'd put $150 million.
Yeah, you have to relate it to, like back in the day music business compared to now music business.
Right.
I mean, it's funny because just it's so crazy. I mean, people used to have. I mean, if you were like a low mid level band, you like definitely had a plane.
Right.
It was crazy, and it was so bloated and completely out of control. I mean, it's kind of better in a way because you're dealing with music.
Right.
So the fact that it got so out of control and people made a lot of mistakes, people died. And
right.
People, it was really excessive, and so in a way, I feel like we're in an advantage being in it now because we can control it more.
I feel bad for people, young people who are like, you know, sort of now just getting into the music scene because...
I wouldn't know what to do.
I know. I remember, like, as a kid, I worshipped bands. I mean, and I worshipped the cover art on the album. I loved the whole record. I knew everything about a band. Now it's kind of like everybody's interchangeable, and
it
seems like, you know,
it's tough. It's just tough.
Yeah, the top of the charts just changes all the time, and you could have one big hit and then you're gone.
How did you end up working with Christina Aguilera on Moves Like Jagger? Because was that a result of The Voice, from you guys just hanging out?
Yeah, well, it was funny because the whole story behind the song was crazy. It's just how it came about and everything. But
how did it come about? Because I get the sense that it was just like all of a sudden you guys looked at each other. Hey, we're on The Voice. Let's just go in a studio and try something.
That's essentially what happened. I mean, I would have always thought about her just because her voice is so
amazing,
crazy. You know?
She can sing anything, can't she?
Listen, man, you know, she's unbelievable. And so it was, but it was also kind of the synergy of everything kind of coming together with the show and thinking, okay, this does need a female vocal. That was the consensus.
But by the way, when you signed with The Voice, were you initially upset that she was hired for more money than all the other judges? Did that bum you out?
In the very, very beginning, no. Because you got to get the show off the ground, and she's Christina fucking Aguilera.
Right.
So I was totally fine with that. I was like, okay, well, I'm me and she's her. So
right.
That makes total
sense. She has a big career.
And honestly, the money thing, I mean, we got hooked up and everything's cool. And you know, things have been kind of remedied now, because I do feel like the chemistry of the whole team together is so hugely important.
Yeah, I just read that you guys renegotiated or something.
We got a big raises and stuff. Yeah. Great.
Had you signed for many, many years, and so when you go in and renegotiate, are you sort of behind the eight ball? Because NBC was probably smart. They signed you for 5 years.
For three.
Yeah. And so in the second year, The Voice was a hit the first year, so they probably, you know, to go in and say, I want more money, they could have held you up to the contract, right?
They always can. I mean, you know how that goes down. It's kind of like a good faith thing.
Right.
And, you know, so yeah, everything in either live television shows, and everyone wants to be happy and kept happy and everything. So at the end of the day, I'm cool with where we're at, and you can't haggle too much over things like that as far as comparisons are concerned, because there's like an intangible thing.
How hard was it for you to decide to do The Voice? Because here you know, you got to be sitting there going, hey, I still have a music career. I got a band, Maroon 5. I want to have my musical credibility. You don't know if the show's going to be a hit. You can end up being a fucking joke, an asterisk in like the biggest rock star mistakes, like Billy Squire rolling around on a floor.
Yeah.
You know,
when they put it that way, it was a lot scarier. Yeah. I might have come in here before I made the decision and decided not to do it.
Who decides that you get the offer? How'd you get the offer for The Voice?
Well, it is funny. We came in there and I was, it was Mark Burnett. I got to give him all the credit in the world, because he was really persuasive and kind of came in. And the band was an interesting point at that particular moment. The record, our third record, come out. It was doing, by all standards, really well. So there was nothing to complain about. Everything was fine.
Yeah.
It wasn't nearly as big as the first two. So it's like, okay, this isn't, you know, the singles weren't kind of taking off the way we wanted to. Things were okay, but not great. And
were you starting to feel like it was kind of over for the band?
I wouldn't say that. It was never over. I mean, we can still go tour the whole world and play huge venues and have an amazing time.
Right.
It's more a matter of like, okay, well, I think we need to make a move. We need to do something, you know?
Right.
And this came around at the particularly good time. And Mark was really convincing. The idea was great. I watched the Dutch version of the show. You know,
right.
Did it all, and,
yeah.
The energy of it was really cool. Names like CeeLo Green started coming up, and Christina, and I didn't know who Blake was.
Were you the first guy to sign?
I think it was like, I remember getting confirmation that, like, I guess CeeLo or Christina was going
to sign. Were you bummed out at first, like when you had to go to the band, and that were they enthusiastic? Because Steven Tyler had a fucking nightmare with Aerosmith. Joe Perry was completely freaked out by this.
It wasn't like that. I mean, it was, there was skepticism, definitely, but it wasn't like, you know, I don't think anybody was saying, oh God, you're going to ruin all of our rock credibility. You know,
right,
Maroon 5 is like, we're not,
But since you're on The Voice, and you're now tied with American Idol in the ratings, 16.1 million viewers, which is awesome, right? I bet so you never expected that.
No.
I find the show better than America's Got Talent. It's a little more fun.
American Idol, you mean?
American Idol. It's not better than America's Got Talent.
Nothing's better than America's Got Talent.
Let me tell you, I just did my first taping of America's Got Talent.
I was going to ask you, yeah.
It was so fucking fun. I've never had more fun
it's
in my
really
life.
Really fun, right?
It is insanely fun.
I knew you were going to love it. It's so funny because when I knew I was coming in here, I was thinking to myself, we got to talk about that whole experience.
Yeah, we're going to get to that.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
But getting back to this, you go to the band.
Yeah.
And you've got to say, look, I'm going to now be a judge on a reality show. They don't know what The Voice is, this and that. So some of the guys are freaking out.
For Coach over at The Voice. It's Coach.
Right, Coach.
Oh, is it Coach?
Yeah.
But hasn't it been, I have to think that this has been huge for Maroon 5, right? Like a revival of sorts.
Absolutely. Well, listen, it's funny because doing the show was kind of like the Jagger tune, right? It was, and they actually came at the same time, which was funny. But basically, it came down to this. I've been doing this for, I mean, really 18 years in this band, these guys.
Right.
10 years of just unbelievable success. And we were at a point where it was a crossroads of sorts. And so we thought, okay, let's just do these two things that could either, it was almost like there was no middle ground. It was like either this is going to catapult us into the stratosphere in a way like never before.
Right.
Or it's going to suck and people are going to think we're assholes. And how dare you write a song about Mick Jagger, you shithead.
Yeah, right.
And the show tanks and I want to kill myself.
Right.
And it's like there was only really two options and I'm really happy that it worked out.
The song kind of evolved because at that point, like right in the beginning, you're saying, hey, as long as I'm doing the show, I might as well do something with Christina Aguilera. So you approach her?
Well, it was a delicate thing. Basically, I keep saying his name because in all honesty, he was so, Mark Burnett was so instrumental in a lot of this.
Even getting the song together?
I'm just saying like, no, yes. Well, I played him the tune. My car actually, someone in my car died one day we were shooting the
You wrote the song?
Auditions. I co-wrote the song with about 500 other people, which I'll tell you about later because that was a first for me.
Right.
I'd never done that before. But I got in the car. He took me, gave me a ride home and I was like, hey, man, check this song out. I was really pumped and excited about the song. And he thought, oh my God, you know, we got to do this on the show, blah, blah, blah. So it kind of started with him being a huge champion of the song, which was awesome.
Right.
Saying, we got to do another show, but we got to do it with another coach and stuff. And the producers and writers, and we all talked about it being a female vocalist.
Right.
So, hey, okay, obviously we know our choice.
So is Christina tough to get to do this song? I mean, is she, because it seems like she plays hard to get.
No, she was like, yeah, cool.
She was cool.
I was gone. I was in like, oh, shit.
Sorry. Do you go in the studio with her or you do it separately?
No, well, this happened. Usually, absolutely. I like to always be there. But she was in the States, or she was in LA, and I was in Asia or something. And so
right.
We kind of talked for a minute, and she did. I knew what she, like I said, you know, what's she going to screw up? She's Christina.
This is a sensitive subject with women, but why do you think she's got so heavy? Is she upset? Is she, what, you know, she used to be so fucking hot. What is that?
You know, to tell you the truth, man.
And her clothes are too tight. Right? Am I right or am I wrong with this, Adam?
Clothes are tight. She likes to wear tight clothes.
Yeah, but
she clearly likes to talk about, you know, being comfortable being a woman and snapping her fingers and doing the whole thing.
Yeah, but when you're plus-size woman, you can't wear the tight clothes anymore. It's just
I don't
happening.
Think she's can that, do whatever. Plus size.
She's
yeah.
plus-size.
Yeah,
I wouldn't go that far, actually.
You don't even know what a plus-size is.
Oh, I do.
Yeah.
I mean, I know.
Do you think she's over 12?
She's over a size 12. Adam, what size is she?
I'm keeping my fucking mouth.
You got
she's a
good
little
going.
Girl. She's not a 12.
She and I have had, you know, obviously we've been at odds a little bit, but she and I are cool. I was going to tell you, it was like, we don't spend that much time together. Like a lot of
but,
it's
but
like,
the odds, you know, this is a funny thing you bring up because now I'm on America's Got Talent. And I walked in, I've spoken about it for about an hour and a half this morning, how much fucking fun I've had. And I can't, the fans are going to come in. We have this audience, so it's great. It's like the Thunderdome in there. And it was just a blast. And I really enjoy my co-judges, Howie Mandel and Sharon Osbourne. And
well, you know, she, you know, Sharon probably, you know, both of them. Really
I know them really well.
Yeah.
And we just had a blast. So, you know, I'm thinking the rumor was that Christina would come in and then make you guys wait for like hours or something. And that would make me, I would go mental.
I did in the beginning. I did in the beginning. It drove me crazy.
How do you deal with that?
You just don't, it doesn't bother you anymore. First of all.
She's still doing
well,
it?
Well, first of all, let me back up a second.
She hasn't checked.
Hold on. No. Let me back up a minute so I don't get myself in trouble.
She was eating.
No.
I'm kidding. Yeah.
She, in the beginning, she was late and shit. And then like, she stopped doing it and it wasn't a big deal. It was over. It was fine. It wasn't.
Did you talk to her?
It doesn't happen anymore at all.
Did you talk to her about it?
I didn't really. She and I had like, you know, a thing in the beginning where it was a little sexual
tension.
No, not sex. And by the way, everyone says that. No, not at all.
You don't think she's into you?
That was never. Absolutely not. That was never part of anything. It was more just like we bickered, but it's done, and she's cool, and we're cool, and like, and she's never late anymore.
When you bicker with, because now that I'm on one of these shows, I totally get how closely you work with everyone.
Yeah.
If you bicker. Someone's got to come in and sort of broker this thing and help to negotiate the peace. I mean,
yeah, probably. I mean, listen, it never got to the point where it was so. Also, well, the difference though between the two shows that we do is that on our show we're competing for someone to be on our team.
Yeah, it's weird.
That's a lot more gnarly. And if you, right. I guarantee you, there would be a lot more bickering if you guys were doing that.
Oh, we had plenty of bickering. Yeah, we sure. really did.
I love the fact that you all know each other too, and you're yeah. so cool. It seems like
it's, we had instant
you guys chemistry. Had to get to know each other, didn't you? You didn't really know.
I knew CeeLo.
Uh huh.
I had met CeeLo a few times. He's the friggin' best. Dude.
Seems like a good
dude. Has he been here yet?
No.
I don't think so. Maybe.
We gotta get him in here. Yeah. He'll be great here, yeah.
Yeah, he seems like a genuine nice guy. The country guy seems nice, too, but I don't like his music.
I didn't know Blake at all. I just thought, when I first signed up for the show, I was Blake Shelton's gonna do it, too. I was like, cool, right. Like, who's that? Here's what I love so much about that guy. He should come in here, too. You'd have a blast with him, because I think he
benefited the most from the show. Because no one knew who the fuck he was.
I think we all benefited.
No, I'm saying
but
you all did.
No one necessarily knew. He was a country guy. He was very kind of in that insulated country world. But what I love about Blake is that he totally demolishes all stereotypes about country artists.
Right.
Super liberal. Really, I mean, he hunts and shit, which is crazy. But sends you pictures of shit he kills.
To do that, yeah.
Listen, maybe a skunk with an arrow through its head, like texting to me back, dude. Come on, man.
Wow,
come on.
Are you friendly with these guys now? Would you get together with them outside of the show?
So close,
really.
Know, and obviously, like with guys, it's different. Christina is a little more guarded because she's a girl and she's the only girl.
So she's the one that's a separate from you guys. But New Year's Eve,
really.
You were with Blake Shelton, his wife, and Kelly Clarkson was in.
And Kelly Clarkson, yeah.
Where do you go New Year's Eve to be together?
We were in a funny place on New Year's Eve. We were in Tisha, or where the fuck were we? Can someone tell me
where
friends are all in there?
You don't know where you are.
No, I never know where I am.
Right.
Like Houston or just outside of Houston or somewhere in Texas.
This was at his home?
No, we did a show at a casino. It was just like kind of a money gig.
I see.
But
what do you mean by a money gig?
Like a gig that we would not necessarily go out of our way to play on New Year's Eve unless we made a lot of money.
When you say a lot of money, everyone gets what, $1 million?
I'm comfortable with it. A bunch of dough.
I'm comfortable with you telling
it. It was a very, very lucrative show. Let's just leave it.
Is it $1 million?
Less.
Less.
But a lot still.
But over 500,000.
I mean, it's a bunch of dough. Let's go on.
Wow.
Come on.
What are you worth now?
Oh, like a billion.
Are you worth over $15 million?
Like $7.
Right.
Hold on, I'm getting sidetracked. What are we talking about?
You were on New Year's.
Oh, yeah. Oh, so wait, this is great. Because Blake, who is the greatest, he was there with Kelly and his wife, and he has a ranch, right?
Right.
He has a ranch like 30 minutes outside of where we played. So I thought to myself, oh, this is the one seriously redeeming quality of this night, which is we can go back to his place and have a fun time.
Right.
And he lives on he's got like a jillion acres in the middle of nowhere. And he lives in Tishomingo, Oklahoma. So we spent the night, me and my girlfriend spent the night at his place. It's so different than anything you could possibly ever experience because it's just straight up country, right?
What do you mean?
He lives in this like metal shack.
Oh God!
Does he have slaves?
No, I don't think so. I didn't see any.
I think they still allow that.
He could if he wanted to.
But it's a metal shack. I would think a guy like that would have tons of dough. And
he does. But this is why I love him. It's because he's got. Tons of dough, but he keeps it so real. But it's funny because you walk in and it's this literally made out of like metal, and you're like, cool, cool, and it's all it's like a tiny, it's like not tiny, it's like a 3,000 square foot shack. And his wife hates it. His wife's like, "You build a house, you son of a bitch." Like, you're fucking rich, but he has like this. You walk in and it's just overwhelming amounts of deer heads and like. Anything you could kill in the area is dead and like in his living room.
And like, what are you, like a vegetarian?
No,
you don't
kill
animals.
I'm not weird like that. I don't give a shit. But it was a funny 2-day kind of vacation.
And what is Kelly Clarkson doing in that group? What's her story?
She recorded with a country artist not too long ago.
Yeah, Jason. Yeah. Jason.
Alvin. So she's friends there too. Hey, did he have any like Jews heads on the?
There aren't any Jews in Oklahoma,
so he hasn't shot one yet.
I was still getting a little scared.
Right.
He gave me a 5-minute head start and told me to run out of the.
So Kelly Clarkson's in with that group.
Yeah, well, she's cool. She's great. She's super great. I'm so talented.
What do musicians do when they hang together? Do they ever get do a sing-along, or do you ever start jamming all of a sudden?
Most of the musicians I know actually don't like to do that.
Right.
I mean, sometimes it's kind of, if someone ever does, it's super, like, uncomfortable.
Does anyone ever say, hey, you know, hey, we're all sitting here, let's write a song and market this thing? Does anyone, that doesn't happen, right?
It has to be really, I think that what happens with musicians is that they have to kind of, and by the way, Miranda, Blake's wife, is amazing.
What do you mean amazing?
Incredible singer. Incredible.
Yeah, right,
singer.
Right, right.
But yeah, I think it's like everyone is so delicate and like doesn't want to kind of infringe on someone else's, doesn't want to be not cool and kind of do something that's going to make them uncomfortable.
Does Kelly Clarkson have a boyfriend, or is she just hanging out?
She was there solo. She was staying at their, you know, country
retreat,
estate retreat, doing something. Oh, she was on the show. That's what it was. She was on the show. So she was like a mentor. She was like a guest.
Oh, I see. And she too let her weight go. What is with these girls?
Slimmed down. She was good on the Grammy.
Christina or Kelly Clarkson?
Go ahead. I'm bowing out of this conversation.
Come on, man. Get some fucking balls on you. Let's get into it. Who's heavier? Come on.
It's so easy. You know, so I was coming here today and I was like, all right. Don't get trapped into these.
No, but when you're in charge, listen, you're a mentor. Do you ever say, and I am a judge on America's Got Talent, and I do say this to the women. It is about appearances. There was a comedian audition. I can't give away too many details, but I talked about appearance.
Well, on The Voice, it is all about The Voice.
I was so excited to watch you on that show. I just like, it's so fun. I mean, the show was cool. I'd never really seen it.
Right.
We were on it, actually. It's just lame that we hadn't seen it. But, the minute I heard you were doing it, first of all, I got much more excited about coming in here to talk to you about it. And second of all, I thought to myself, oh man, I'm so watching this. I can't wait. Because I know you're definitely going to piss people off.
No, in fact, I was the sensitive judge.
But you're going to be that guy. You'll be both, but like, you're going to piss people off more than most. You're going to go
I only got into one fight with one guy. Gave me some shit and I fucking gave it back to
him. What? This is a contestant?
What about cursing? I'm bad with cursing.
No, I can curse. Listen, I was on terrestrial radio for a long time.
Yeah, exactly.
No, I couldn't curse. So, you know, I know it's a family show. I can't curse on there.
When you went to Sirius, did you like start cursing so constantly because you finally felt free? You
could here?
Like, yeah. Like, shit ass pussy.
Oh, yeah, pussy. Cunt, everything I use.
Coffee.
You want coffee?
My coffee's in there.
Gary, bring in some coffee.
Gary, bring me some coffee.
Hurry up.
I'm just kidding.
No, he's got it. It's in the other room.
It's in the other room, the green room.
So, where was I? So, we were talking about New Year's Eve. You don't get together and you go, there. Sure. Oh, what, you drink a black?
Yeah.
Nice. That's a real man.
Yeah.
I like to see that.
I mean, it is iced.
So, when you go on The Voice, all of a sudden, things blow up because, like, I've had you on the show many, many times. Maroon 5, certainly a big success, and you were always a fabulous guest, and I always knew that. And, you know, I actually get a little bit territorial. When I saw you on the show, I went, you know, I fucking had that guy on a million times. Now, all of a sudden, they put him on TV. I get a little jealous, maybe. I get a little bit jealous, maybe.
Championing me before
I think so.
All happened.
But, so you get on there. Has life changed a lot for you now and for the band?
Drastically. And that's the weird thing about it was we get on the show and it was almost as if, you know, we're big.
Right.
we had this whole career where we were like, I thought, it was almost in a weird way, I wasn't nearly as big as I thought I was.
Right.
Then this fucking thing happens and I'm like,
And you're huge.
Well, what's the difference? You walk through an airport and people now all recognize you and, 16 million people watching that thing. Who's watching it, by the way? Is it little kids? Is it mostly women?
Like kind of everybody. The feeling that I get, I mean, we live in a bubble, obviously, being in L.A. or New York.
Right.
I feel like it's a pretty wide range of people watching. And yeah, there's like, I feel like there's other kinds of famous, and then there's TV famous.
Right.
It's a whole other fucking thing that is kind of something I need to figure out and learn how to deal with.
I said even Howard is going to go through a certain amount of that.
You're going to hate it.
I don't go anywhere, so it's fine.
But even when you do, you're going to notice it because it is different.
What is it you hate about it? The paparazzi?
I don't want to be one of these guys complains about it because it's not something to complain about.
Right.
But it's something that you need to kind of observe as like a different thing that happens to you, and you got to kind of
what happens. Prepare me for this so-called TV fame.
No, it's not like a. It's not like I said. I'm not lamenting it or anything. I'm just saying that.
I'm looking forward to it myself.
It's very flattering. Yes. You know, just the fact that everyone wants to take their picture with you and stuff, but. it can be a little invasive.
So do you ever sit there and say to them, listen, no pictures now, it's a meet and dinner, or you don't want to be a prick?
I mean, it depends what you're doing. If you're sitting eating dinner or something like that, y'all be like,
you know. Are the paparazzi now chasing you?
I wouldn't say they're chasing me, but they're around.
They're more aware of you.
Yeah. Right. Which is fine. I don't care about that. No one's like, you know, stalking me or anything.
Now, this hot chick you're dating, who's in sport, this is her, right? The Sports Illustrated swimsuit issue?
That is her.
Madonna me, this is some hot chick.
Now, what agency do you call?
How do you get something like this? How old is this woman?
How do you know the agency number?
She
Let's get this story straight, because this is a romance. Her name is Anne, right?
Her name is Anne.
I call her Annie.
I like Annie.
Last time you were in here, you had some other girlfriend, right?
Yeah, I need to bring this up. Yes, I did. But that was like
every time.
There was some other hot chick involved.
There was another one I did.
No, there was one. I brought my girlfriend a few years ago, and that was the one time I ever brought.
You broke up with her when?
Gosh, 3 years ago.
So you,
Annie and I have been dating for 2 years.
Danny is a good name for a girl.
Actually, it is kind of Danielle.
When you break up with a girl you dated for a couple of years, what's the parting gift? You can't just unload her, right? I mean, you've got to lay some. You got to lay some cash on these girls.
Chris Rock said the best thing about that. He's like, when you're a restaurant, you have a meal, you leave. You know, they don't owe you a steak.
I'm not
a huge fan of the idea that you have to give someone a parting gift.
Dated a girl.
Yeah.
For many, many years, you were living together.
It wasn't that long.
Not really.
How many years were we
We were never actually technically living together.
No,
we were together for year and a half.
But you're a wealthy man. When you break up with the girl, you don't give her a parting gift.
No,
you don't.
No, am I a bad dude? Because
is Annie leaving? She heard.
Yeah, Annie left.
Honey, I'll give you whatever you want.
This girl,
but it'll never happen. We'll be together forever and get married on a mountaintop.
How do you end it with these girls? Because they got to take it hard. You're a good-looking dude. You can sing. You got fucking money. I mean, you're a home-run boyfriend. I'll go out with you. I mean, how do you let these girls down?
I don't know, man. I don't ever want to not be with the person I'm with. I think it's one of the, you know, it's like sometimes
things don't work. Do you say it face-to-face?
Of course.
Or do you text?
Do you text? No. Or do you have your accountant do it?
No.
No? Some guys text, and you know.
That's fucking spineless pussy shit.
I've broken up with seven women over Twitter. Talk about spineless.
Over Twitter, wow.
That's right.
That's like double spineless.
Don't come home, baby.
Oh, wow.
I mean, these girls fall hard for you, right?
No. I'm a nerd. I'm not, like, very cool.
You say you like being naked a lot. You like to walk around your house nude and stuff. Does that go over big?
Naked, maybe not totally naked, like my junk swinging around.
Right, right.
You know, naked-ish, you know, underwear and stuff like that. I just, like, I don't know. I like, when I get home, everything, like, comes off.
And Annie, too, likes to be naked?
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
I mean, maybe.
Oh, my God.
I can't speak on her behalf.
She's some good legend.
She's, by the way, she's very beautiful and all that.
Dude, she's in Sports Illustrated swimsuit girl.
Yes, she's all of those things, but she's also just
a
wonderful human being.
How long have you been seeing her?
2 years.
2 years, and
this
you're
is
in
the
love.
Longest and most functional relationship I've ever been in. I don't want to screw it up, so I'm just going to continue to stay on that path.
Are you two living together?
Madly in love. Are you living with her?
Here's the deal. She travels constantly, and so she's always doing something. She's very successful.
So you don't live with her?
She has a place here.
What does she have that the last girlfriend didn't have?
I don't know. I don't think about things. No,
yes,
I'm going to be honest with you. No.
I know. I'll tell you what she has. I'm looking at it. This is a perfect looking girl.
This is going to sound maybe like I'm trying to get out of talking about that. But what the truth is that I don't. It's a case by case basis. You fall in love with somebody and it kind of chooses you in a way, right? I mean, I don't think that I'm looking. There's no checklist in my mind.
Where do you meet a girl like this? Seriously, do you have to call a modeling agency? I mean, how does that happen? How does it all go down? Teach me.
Hey, Gary, can you ask my girlfriend if I can tell the story?
Bring her in here.
Come on, Annie. I knew it was
Annie, come on in.
Annie, come on.
I mean, this is some score.
By the way,
don't miss Adam Levine on The Voice Monday nights at 8 o'clock on NBC.
Yes.
Wow-wee, honey.
Hi there.
Give me a break about you. How old are you? May I ask, or is that rude? I don't know what the...
You don't know any etiquette.
I don't know any etiquette.
She's 17.
Hi.
You're 17.
It's a pleasure meeting you. I'm such a big fan.
Oh, thank you.
And how old are you?
I'm 25.
25. How did you get tapped for the Sports Illustrated swimsuit issue? Because this is a stunning picture. I'm a photographer.
And that's a big honor, right?
I will set up a shoot with you anytime and leave Adam home. Now, you're a professional model, right?
I hope so.
Yeah, you've been working.
It's been 11 years.
Well, how old were you when you started working on this modeling career?
Well, she told you 11 and she's 25. Yeah, well, you want to do the math?
Yeah, that'll take me an hour.
I started at 15.
Oh, wait a second. 25 minus 10 is 15. But you say 11.
I'll be 26 and
you were 14.
My birthday is one day after mine, which is cool.
Oh, that's the reason.
I kind of get screwed because that was one of the things.
Are you in love with Adam?
Yes.
Do you worry that he will not commit to you for life, that he'll just use you up because he's in rock and roll and he'll go on to the next pretty girl kind of thing?
Absolutely not.
Why?
Absolutely.
Why do you think it'll be different?
Because I'm the best.
Well, he's the best. And
then why hasn't he married you? It's been 2 years. And why is he not living with you?
2 years? Wendy, how long did it take you to get married?
Oh, well, that's 100? I was married before. I'm a head case.
All right.
But seriously, why are you not living with him?
Well, we kind of technically do. I mean, when I spend most of my time in LA anyway, so
right.
And then I have an apartment in New York, so we kind of do, but we both travel all the time.
Where are you from?
I'm Russian.
You're Russian, yes. But your English is pretty damn good.
Thank you.
Not that I care.
She's been in that magazine since her 8th year.
Wow.
No kidding.
8th consecutive year.
Yeah. Good Lord. Do you have to like starve yourself before you go in forever? To do a bikini shoot with only, you know, and no top, I mean, you got to really starve yourself, right?
This is one job that you do where you really, they don't want you to work out and they don't want you to eat healthy.
Is that right?
It's honestly kind of a dream come true because you literally get in there and they're like, give you a huge donut and they're like, enjoy.
Really?
That's
a good job for Christina.
They like their girls' curvies.
Oh. Sure, I'm just kidding. Come on.
They do. But I mean, I'm very kind of critical about myself, but I feel like I have like a pregnant belly in every single picture.
Oh,
of
stop it.
Because literally we've been eating out.
Do they give you photo approval or you just have to go with whatever pictures they decide?
You go with whatever.
It's not your thing to decide. Yeah, right.
Yeah.
And so now, how did you two meet exactly? Let me go into it now that you're here to talk about it. Because everyone wants to meet someone like you.
Well,
where do we go to meet girls?
It's so cliche, but it's so funny that it's worth talking about.
Go ahead.
So we...
I know what it's going to be. Mail order bride? She's Russian?
Yes.
You might have
went online. You found her in a magazine.
I went online, and I'm like, I want how much?
We wrote to each other for a year.
Adam, how do you meet a beautiful girl like Anne? Seriously, she's right. Hot.
Well, thank you.
This is, you know it. Once again, proving that the cliche is true. So our band was booked... because I wanted to do this, because any artist wants to do this. We had the Sports Illustrated release party today.
And like,
two years.
They didn't even have to
I'm
pay
not stupid.
You, right?
They paid us money. I'd like, I'll do it for free. I don't give a shit.
If I could sing, I'd go there.
Yeah, exactly. I'm like, cool, whatever. So it was in Vegas, and it was the launch of like the 2009 one or something, 2 years ago or something. And we had met before. You want to tell that part? We can tell the PG, like the good part.
The PG version.
Yeah. So, I mean, this is a PG story. But basically, it had all started maybe a year or 6 months before this night, the party night, when I had actually been going on a date with a girl. And it was kind of a casual thing. It was in New York. I was like, casual. Hey, you know, my friends, your friends kind of thing.
Right.
And the girl... that I was going on the date, and that never really went anywhere.
Right.
But the girl
she wasn't a model on a date.
She was beautiful.
She was all right.
She's a sweet, wonderful, beautiful girl.
Yeah, but she's not a Sports Illustrated model.
Well, the one foolish decision that she made was to bring Annie to the date.
Oh, what an asshole. Are women friendly with you, Annie?
Yes.
They like you?
Yes.
Oh, God. If I was a girl, I'd never fucking hang out with you.
Well, we don't really know each other, but I'm kind of like, I'm pretty much like a dude.
Yeah, you're just like a dude. You're the hottest dude I'm ever going to fuck.
It feels like a dude. I'm fucking a dude.
Yeah. Give me that.
What the hell was I talking about?
Who cares?
Oh, the girl brought
Annie. So it's kind of a funny
story.
So she brings Annie, and Annie and I don't like each other at all.
Oh, no,
sure.
Yeah.
No, it's really true.
I'm not kidding. I'm like, what a stuck up. I thought she was a prisoner.
Why?
I don't
well,
know.
He well, he was, you know, I came there kind of as a emotional support to her. She was nervous.
You were winging her.
And, you know, I've never really went out with anybody kind of in a public eye before, especially a musician.
Is your friend mad at you now that you stole him away?
No, we're cool. Okay. Well, the thing is, so we go there and I kind of like leave him to do his thing with her. Right. So he thinks that I'm kind of stuck up bitch. And
right.
I kind of think that he is some douchebag musician.
Right.
And,
he'll admit that.
That's totally true.
Right.
You know, which, whatever.
Had you ever dated a musician before?
No.
Never. Okay.
No.
She had no idea what she was going
to get. Right.
Yeah. I mean, oh my God. I so had no idea.
We just didn't hit it off, though. We weren't supposed to. We was like, almost as if, but there was one girl in the room I wasn't really around.
You're like two of the best looking people in the world. Why wouldn't you be? Wait till you have kids. Are you going to have kids together?
So flattering. I want to have kids at some point.
You use a rubber when you have sex? What do you guys use for birth control?
We use protection.
You do? Oh, you don't. So, Adam, you pull out? He pulls
this
out?
This is not appropriate.
No, yes, it is. Because I can't figure this all out. Like, you don't want to have kids. Yeah.
You know, like, I mean.
I use a rubber.
You do?
Yeah. Because I don't want to have kids.
I'll be vague enough by just saying that we're safe. Okay, I'm not going to talk about any more than that.
How are you safe?
We're safe. Just we have safe sex.
Annie doesn't want a rubber.
But I will say this.
Annie said she does not use a rubber. She gave me the face like I'm like a fucking idiot
not, because
for
I think
using
that
a rubber.
Listen, here's my philosophy. Is that as long as you have safe sex... Whatever.
How do you have safe sex if you're not using a rubber?
No, he meant before.
Long years of experience.
Right.
He was safe before.
Oh,
he pours Coca-Cola.
Yeah,
I don't talk about this anymore.
I mean, what is that?
Vinegar or something.
What do you guys do, oral
safe.
Only?
No, what?
Can you be safe if you don't use a rubber? So in other words, you pull out.
You control it.
How do you control it? Teach me, because I don't get it. How's everybody not having kids?
I don't know. I want to have kids at some point.
Yeah, not now. Both of you don't want kids yet,
so
right?
So we're good.
So how are you preventing
it? We have a fail-proof system.
Annie, are you on the pill?
No.
Okay. He comes inside of you?
I have a magical penis that does not...
But you know
I only send the type of sperm that don't make
babies.
No, I don't...
You know when you enter a woman, as much control as you
she
seem to
have.
She
was on the pill. You were on the pill for a while, and then you had to stop. Yeah.
Right.
But
okay.
Basically,
so,
like,
and
yeah,
I agree
that
you should stop
the plan
because
is
it's dangerous.
Well, my point of...
but does pre come?
No, listen, it's never good to do that. My point is, I would say, yes, birth control. You should.
So you guys pull out, and if you have a baby, you have a baby.
We've done that before, but, like, you know, it's not the best idea.
So then what do you do? Explain it to me.
With birth control. But she stopped it.
But what birth control? So now you don't take birth control. So you're going to have a baby?
We're not going to have a baby.
We're not going to have a baby. Trust me. We're not.
Yes, you are. Because you think when he pulls out, he's not going to have a baby with you?
We have safe sex, I promise.
How is that safe?
Because it's good.
Why is everyone not... I use a rubber because I can't figure out... I don't want to have sex with a rubber.
I told you we're going to have to talk about all this shit.
But what is there to talk about? We're talking about life, man.
It's safe.
I don't know what you two are up to.
Well, look, you never know if it's safe or not, but you hope for the best.
All right, so you trust that he can pull out.
Absolutely.
And if he gets you pregnant, would you have an abortion?
You know, I think that's something that we'll probably have to talk about and make a decision together.
I say you have the baby.
It's a beautiful baby.
It's going to be some babies. Most people should get an abortion, but you two shouldn't. Most people have the ugliest fucking kids.
The rules that Rick Santorum was, they should be only for you.
Yeah, I mean, look at you. Can you imagine the fucking baby that's going to come out? It can't be ugly.
I want you to know I love that baby.
How about the baby looks like me? That'd be
weird.
Oh, God.
Let me fix this so I don't look like a pussy for right now.
Go ahead.
You want to say my piece.
You don't look like a
You're
pussy
right.
sitting next to her.
You're right.
Go ahead.
She makes me look good.
He makes anybody look good.
So we don't use birth control, and actually we do pull out and all that stuff.
Right.
But the way that I feel about it is if I wouldn't say God forbid, but if for some reason that were to go down, it would be something that we'd have to think about, and I would be prepared because I love her so much. I'd be prepared to have
it. But is it kind of gross? I mean, where do you put that stuff? On your stomach, or do you put it in your hand?
I go lots of different places.
Yeah.
It goes all over.
Yeah,
you
gross.
Should see
and Annie,
Blake
you don't
Shelton's
mind?
House now.
Blake Shelton's house is covered in
covered the walls.
Oh, shit. Hey, where does he unload? I mean, it's gross, right?
Okay, stop, enough.
All right, let's get back to it. So get back to your romance.
I'm fucking trying to lie.
You see? You're not right,
like
you're
everybody
in,
else.
You're on
you,
NBC.
Where do you do that? Places.
Okay, by the way, yeah.
Oh, you
like,
do it in a condo.
I'm like, honey, do you want to come to Howard today? She's like, yeah. And I'm like, do you know what that means?
No, I'm actually really excited to see how much you can push us. I mean, that's really
but
cool.
Is it, but isn't this a good discussion to have? What do we do?
Oh, listen, absolutely. I mean, first of all, it's...
No one's discussing
it.
Adam doesn't know if he gets you pregnant. What he's going to do?
One of the best things about having a girlfriend who you love so much.
I love her, and I don't even know her. I'm in love.
Why
don't
you
wife,
tell us the best thing about it, Howard? Yeah. You're married.
I know, but who wouldn't be in love with you?
Well, thank you. Honestly, is your wife mine, by the way?
No, she knows I'm madly in love with her.
Good.
And believe me, she loves it.
Let me say one thing about
me
I'm going to forget the thing I want. I want to say it before I forget. It's about to leave my mind. One of the best things to being in a monogamous relationship is that you don't need to use a condom, to me.
Right.
If you love somebody and you're capable of dealing with that if it were to happen, then to me, that's the beauty of having a relationship.
You're
is
absolutely
feeling,
right.
Feeling
but,
that.
But here's my problem. I'm in a 12-year relationship.
Mm-hmm.
I don't want to have kids. I can pull out. I've got some control. But there are sometimes you don't know things are dripping in there.
That's true. There is the inevitable, like, you never know what's actually
going on. And I discussed with Beth. I said, if I got you pregnant, let's say I don't use a rubber. She said, I will absolutely have the baby. She does not. She believes in abortion for abortion rights, but for herself, she doesn't believe in it. She would say, even if the baby's retarded, she's having it. Okay, you hear what I'm saying? We're walking around with a kid with an IQ
that baby's,
as well.
That baby's happening if it happens.
It's happening. And I'm like, oh, my God. Now Robin's looking at my Down syndrome baby. She's making judgments. I mean, come on. It's a whole fucking
deal. It won't
deal.
Be me.
Yeah, right, right.
It'll be
everyone,
the rest of the world.
Everyone's like, oh, you know, I know what
look
people do when they go home.
Look at how
it starts, baby. You can find out all that stuff earlier.
Yeah, but she doesn't care.
Well, why aren't you guys having
she's
a baby? You're
going
to have such a great baby.
Can you imagine a retarded baby with my face? Can you imagine like a double whammy?
Why isn't there a retarded baby? I mean...
Listen to me. All I'm saying is, you guys have to think this through. Annie said
I sat here and told you, if it happened...
You're having the baby.
I would be...
Well,
it's a conversation.
Annie, you're going to... Tell him now. You're going to have the baby.
I think that there's pretty much no doubt that. I mean,
Annie,
who knows?
Be honest with me.
She also has a lot of things to think about.
You're going to abort
your
baby.
I mean, look, at the end of the day, it's like we both have our careers, you know? It's like,
right.
And I'm not saying that you have to choose a baby or a career, but you have to be smart, you know? I've been doing it for 10 years, and our career is very limited. And
you do runway?
I still do runway. I'm actually about to go to Milan today.
Do you have any major campaigns?
Yeah, I just got a few, you know?
What are you pulling down, about a million a year? You're some cat.
Probably more than that.
I don't know. Are you pulling down a million?
She's my sugar mama.
You're not kidding. Are you pulling down a million a year?
Yes.
Look at you. Oh, what a pat. Not on. Wait, let me think. Hold on. I got to take a breath. Oh, my God.
I got to say.
Okay.
A million. Over a million.
Really,
and you look like that.
She's a successful model.
Jesus.
I will say the first time she kind of threw down and kind of bought me dinner, I was like,
yes.
I kind of got a boner.
I love that. You're not kidding.
Big time.
I wish someone would buy me dinner.
It was.
I'm always paid. Sucker pays.
It was attractive. It was very.
It is very
attractive.
No one ever buys me dinner.
Aww. Really?
She'll buy you dinner.
There was a girl once. She was a mess. I was actually a prize for her. Okay, listen. Let's get back to it. So, how did you meet again? Where were we in
all
the story?
Now that we've divulged all the
this is sexy. I can't wait to get to the romantic part.
So basically, we didn't like each other.
Right, right.
And this was like eight
that's so
ago.
Great when you hate each other.
I didn't hate her. I was
no,
like,
but you know, it's
like,
weird because
like, who do you think you are, kind of thing. And she was like, who the fuck do you think you are?
Well, you know, sometimes, I mean, people meet and they look at each other and they have no sexual chemistry whatsoever. Like,
are you
whatsoever.
Saying you were not attracted
no,
to him?
No, not at all.
And I will say
I
this.
Not at all.
I will
really?
Say this.
Yes.
I saw her, and I was like, that is a really beautiful woman. Obviously,
right.
You can't not say, you can't
right.
not think that when you walk in a room. But I was put off. We were both put off by each other's energy. I don't know what it is. I don't care how beautiful you are. There's something that it wasn't
this
there.
This is the best story. Because
right?
it's going to explode.
And he was really not my type, really.
Of course not.
And, you're everybody's type. So, yeah, you were totally my type.
Well, how does that all turn around? How do you end up asking her out on a date?
Well, here's what happened. It was pretty romantic, actually, and it's looking back, we always talk about it, because it's one of those things that, you know, we always
like to discuss. I can't wait to get to the sex, but so, go ahead.
Oh, Jesus.
Oh, my God.
You're not getting there.
We already
we're going backwards. We already talked about...
How long can you hold out with her? What? Seriously, how long, when you're in bed, the actual coitus, how long does it last? 3 seconds?
No, it's a little like seven seconds.
Is he able to hold out for a long time, or are you just totally dissatisfied?
I don't know that for a long time, man.
Don't most guys...
Okay, wait a minute. Can we time out again?
Wait a second. Don't they explode in a second with you? I mean, because you're so hot? Like, I couldn't hold out.
No, I mean, you don't really want to be... with someone who just thinks that you're hot, you know?
You don't want to be with me, then.
I'm brilliant.
I mean, I'm saying, how does a guy look at you and hold back? In other words, do most of these guys, do you think sex is something that happens in 3 seconds?
No.
You do not. I mean, there are men who can hold out with you.
Yeah, it should be that way.
How long do you hold out, Adam? Can you hold out 10 minutes?
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Wow. I still can't even hold out more than a minute with my wife.
Really?
Yeah. She's too hot. She's fucking hot.
What are you doing?
It feels good. I put it in and it feels good.
Like,
I get a rubber.
Do you know how to manage things?
No.
You can't slow down. You can't control when you release.
No.
Get the fuck out of here.
So what does she get out of it?
Nothing.
So why is she?
I don't know. I can't imagine she gets anything out of it. What could she possibly get out of it? I'm done.
Oh, dude.
I mean,
he's got to be lying.
He's lying. There's no chance that you're not lying. I'm just kidding.
I'm really good in bed. No, she gets to look at me. Look at her.
1 minute. That's sad. I hope that's not true.
A minute. I'd be lucky.
Wait, can we talk about the non-sexual part for 1 second?
Yeah, go ahead.
So when do you meet again?
So let me go back to this Sports Illustrated thing, and I know she's going to be there kind of thing.
Well, just say that you guys dated and...
Well, you put your feet on the couch. I wasn't going to do that.
No, that's okay. That's all right. Go ahead.
I'm trying to get myself comfortable.
I know, I was going to do
that. Do you mind?
I don't care what you do.
You have no idea what's happening.
Some weird gross shit will happen on this couch.
Do whatever you have to do on the couch.
Only put your feet on
the couch. It's definitely not a problem with that. Oh, what the fuck? Okay, what were we talking about? Oh, the thing.
So you go to the Sports Illustrated swimsuit thing, you're playing the gig, and look who's there.
And I know she's going to be there.
I know she's going to be there. And of course, I'm probably in the position where I'm thinking this could be a really good night for me. I'm playing this friggin' party.
Can I kind of rewind
Is there another aspect I'm missing out?
Just a little bit. Well, pretty much the story was, I think the reason why we're supposed to be together, because the day of going to Vegas, I woke up and I pulled my back because I overran. I did New York City Marathon and I couldn't get up from the bed. So pretty much I knew that I have 3 days of walking in heels and, you know, 24/7 press.
Right.
So the only time when it didn't hurt is when I was drunk.
Right.
So I was drunk all the time. And that's something that I don't usually do. Like, I'm very professional.
It eases the back pain.
Right. Oh, yeah. And because I couldn't sleep, I couldn't walk. I mean, I couldn't do anything.
How wasted are you for this runway?
So basically what she's saying is she got so hammered, she fell in love.
Well, so you were really hammered.
Enough to fall in love.
Are you so hammered you can barely walk?
No, you just take the control.
Yeah. Okay, so anyway, she's binge drinking.
Yeah.
And, basically. And so anyway, I
should you do a little coke too, or no?
No.
No.
A little hash?
Fuck that. Yeah. Coke's fucked. I never
hit. Coke's fucked?
That's hash? Not my thing.
Psilocybin?
Jesus.
Shrooms? You ever do shrooms?
When I was a kid.
Yeah. Do you ever do shrooms?
Actually, I'll talk about that later if you want.
All right, go ahead. Yeah.
But okay, you keep distracting me. I'm trying to tell the thing.
It's not easy for me.
It goes from like sex to drugs, from sex to drugs.
I know, man. Jesus.
You two ever do shrooms together?
My publicist is shitting her pants in the room.
You guys ever do E together?
No.
Okay, go ahead.
Hold on a minute.
So you're at the show, she's drunk. Go ahead.
She wasn't really that drunk. She was totally fine. She's exaggerating.
She's fine.
Well, maybe on a night when she wouldn't.
Right.
So I get there, and I'm there the night before this show, and I get there, and I walk into the section that they don't let people into because why would they? It's just all these swim. It's all of them. They're all there. And, you know, all my friends are with me and their jaws are dropping and my jaw is dropping. And I walk in and the first person I see is Annie. And so I see her and literally it was as if, you know, like in a fantasy where, like, you know, you imagine like the beer maid or you have like someone with shots, the beautiful woman with shots. It was literally if it was like, Want a drink?
Yeah. And what's Annie wearing? Well, like a swimsuit or something?
The first thing she did was that she's like, so nice to see you. So nice. And I'm like, you don't like me.
Right.
No, yeah. I try to be polite. I knew they were like recording an album, so I asked how was the album. You know, you could.
A bunch of bullshit on
the surface
conversation. And then then the tequila started happening.
Yeah.
Right. And then so then we got loose and comfortable. We're just talking and we're talking and kind of everything else is disappearing. And
we weren't really talking so much.
Right. But we're talking for 20 minutes, 30 minutes, and you know, the conversation's getting very personal. And oh, my birthday's on March 18th. My birthday's on March 19th. There was everything was kind of leading in this direction.
Oh, yeah.
Holy shit. And we have a great rapport with each other and we kind of forget about the fact that we didn't like each other.
But there's no making out or anything.
Here's the interesting part of this whole thing. The both of us in the past always we're very discreet. You know, I'm not the kind of person that's going to start like licking someone's face in public after just meeting them. That's just not what I'm going to do. I'm not going to just start making out with anybody in public right away. In the middle of this very visible.
No, I would. Place. I don't care. If I can get it.
I'm just not
it.
Like that. I don't right. like to do that. And I never do it. It's not my style. And I know it's not hers either.
Yeah, because I was working that there's pretty much, you know,
are sitting there making out in front of everyone?
No, we're sitting. Actually, we're standing just like.
I think it was one of those things. We did a shot pissing. And we're like. Somehow, like, magically, like, my hand was on his back, and his hand was on that, like, and it's like the magic happened, and something just
the
like,
room went away.
I don't know.
It's not done yet. There's more. So, so then that night's done. So basically, like, I go back, and this is actually totally true. I'm not telling this, I'm not joking at all or lying. So I go back with her. I said, hey, I want to, and we're drunk at this point. I'm like, let's come back to my place. Of course, I'm saying dumb shit like that.
Right.
And she's like, I'm not coming back to your place, but you can come back to my place.
I'm like, you can come back to our place because, well, my place, my hotel, but I'm like, I'm not going to sleep with you. I'm like, you can come back.
Yeah, because he doesn't think anything of you, you know, if you bang him right away, right?
Well, I don't do that kind of stuff anyway.
You don't bang right away. No. You never banged a guy after meeting him that night.
No, never.
Well, you can afford to do that.
So we go back to her place.
A lot of girls have to get into the sack immediately. Yeah.
But there's nothing wrong with it.
Oh, this,
by the way, you're
about to hear about the, you know, the tailspin she sent me into. So we go back to the hotel, and we're hammered, and we kind of make out, and it's really sweet and PG and like nothing.
You get to second base?
Maybe like second base. It was like,
What second base?
Titty.
Boob.
Boob.
Oh, sure.
Over the shirt or under the
shirt? Our shirts were off. Our underwear was on. It was cordial.
So you're in underwear at the hotel.
We're making out and kissing and stuff. And it's like very cute.
You don't get
to
third base, though.
Staring at each other's eyes, all the stuff that you do when you're falling in love.
You get into third base?
No.
First night, you only get to second base, but you're in underpants.
There was nothing going on over there. That was done.
You guys get to the hotel, the first date, you're in underpants, and you don't bang
her.
That's hot.
For a number of reasons. A, because there was no way she was going to let me. And B, because there was no way that my penis was going to work, no matter what I was going to do.
Oh, come on.
We were hammered.
You didn't have a boner when you were making out with her?
A little.
Right. She didn't give you hand release?
Just no. There was no below the belt. No below the belt.
No happy ending.
Did you go home and jerk off?
I didn't. Well, just listen.
All right, go ahead.
God.
I can't wait to get to that part. Yeah.
So we fall asleep and pass out, and then I wake up in the morning. I'll never forget this. I wake up in the morning, and she's gone.
Uh-oh.
And I'm like, and first of all, you know, her place is just a mess, which I thought was rad, too. I'm like, oh, she's messy. But she's not messy.
Okay. I'm like a clean freak.
She was working and putting all her shit on and leaving. So she
that annoys the shit out of me.
No, she's not. Trust me.
But I could put
she's
up with
not messy
it.
At all.
Yeah.
Okay.
But so she's gone. I'm like, all right. Kind of feeling a little bit like a girl, like I got used or something like that.
She didn't even say goodbye.
Fuck, I'm like, she's gone, and I don't remember what happened, really. I really like her, and now she's just left now. And so
hot that she left.
Oh, it's amazing.
She didn't annoy you.
She knows what she's doing. She's playing me.
She
no, I wasn't. I was working. She's playing
me. You know what you're doing.
She was playing
You know what you're doing. Don't worry.
I'm so hungover, and it's noon, and I'm thinking to myself, what? So I left her a note. I left, I don't know, some cute, stupid note. And I texted her because I had her number.
Right.
And I'm like, hey, blah, 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 blah. I don't know what I texted her back.
Let's
have lunch or something like that.
Yeah.
And she texts me back. She's like, I can't. Or no, she's like, yeah, come to here. I'm working and I'm with, you know, 10 people and come join. And I'm like, so then I start my I kick in of like, I ain't gonna fucking do that. I'm going to date with this girl. I'm not gonna go meet her, you know, be her bitch,
her friend,
and show up at the thing.
She wants to show you off, though.
She was kind of just be like, she was all about territory at that point. You were very well played.
Well, I wasn't really playing, but it's like, you know, it's always so awkward the next day. I was like, well, I was kind of like drunk. I kind of made out with this guy. I don't really know.
And you were in
your
underpants, and you slept in a hotel together.
But like, you know, it's like, I don't really know, like, if he's cool. I'm like,
what underpants were you wearing? Were you wearing like a thong or just full panty? You probably wear a thong all the time.
I like, my favorite is like, I like the boy short, like the you know, like the underwear.
Very few girls can pull that off.
That's
she
my
can.
Favorite. Yeah. All right, so she's gone, and I'm like, great, this sucks. And it's noon. And I don't know where I am. I called tour manager, and I was like, dude, where am I? He's like, get in a cab and come back to this hotel. So I leave, and I'm all disoriented, and I text her something. All right, I text her after. I'm like, I don't know. Maybe I'll see you later. And I don't hear from her. And so then I go into the next 6 hours, but in the parties that night, right? The show. And then the next 6 hours are just agonizing. I'm like, what the fuck didn't she text me back?
Right.
I'm like, wow, she's not into it. I'm like, I lose, you know?
And you don't lose often.
And I'm freaking out. I'm like, oh man. So I'm lying in bed trying to take a nap, and I'll never forget this too. I'm plugging my phone in. And
did you beat off at this point? Because
ferociously.
Because you had a full load, right?
I mean, I wouldn't call it that. I would say that I was just.
Did you rip? How many tissues did you rip through?
You use tissues?
Of course. What do you use?
No tissues.
What do you use? Your sock?
I can't do towels.
You jerk off into a towel?
Not into a towel. You just clean up afterwards.
But where does it go?
I don't know.
Do you put it on your
magical
stomach?
Land where it gets washed.
No, wait a second. When you jerk off into your hand or into the towel?
Well, like, you know, like, no, not into. I don't jerk off into anything.
So where does it?
Who jerks off into something?
You're going to impregnate random hotel guests.
You got to do the awkward stand up and find some shit to wipe it off on.
But where do you go? Where does it all land?
In the general area.
On you.
Yeah, well, no, not on me. I don't come on myself.
Well, where do you come?
It on the
it's like
run?
In the area of my shit, you know?
Oh,
Jesus
jump.
Christ. You will not let me finish the story.
You know what? Annie's going to break up with you.
She knows.
Annie, have you ever seen him jerk off?
No.
Of course I did.
No, you didn't.
No, not like to completion.
Oh, no, no.
Yeah, but you don't know that. Do you still masturbate him?
Do I still masturbate?
Yeah.
Fuck yeah.
You do? Okay,
I'm
right.
Dude.
Right. So
and she's never around, so
just
I'm
explain your
quite
technique.
A bit.
Right, she's never around, so that's good that you do that because then you stay faithful.
Of course, if you're a guy and you don't see your girlfriend every day or all the time, you know,
what's the longest separation? 2 weeks.
I mean,
6 weeks.
We don't like,
6 weeks.
That was the worst. That was like the worst thing ever. But yeah, and you need to force. Sometimes you need to be like, we have to not let 3 weeks go by.
That's hard on a relationship.
Sucks.
Yeah,
I would say, if, as far as we're concerned. The only thing that is the continuous problem. I mean, we don't have problems. That's the only one, is that we never see each other.
That's bad.
That's bad. Well, it's sad.
And she's almost, off to Milan right now.
I know. She's leaving. I have to go check into a freaking hotel.
Any almost breakups yet? Have you guys almost broken up?
You know, we got close once.
Really?
Fine now.
What was the problem?
They talked a bunch of shit in the press about it, but it wasn't true.
What?
Just distance. It sucks.
You almost broke up?
Just because we were apart a lot.
Well, we didn't really break up, but... You know, you kind of...
You cheated?
No.
Adam?
No.
What? Did you cheat?
No.
No, it's not about cheating. I mean, we don't give each other reason for that. But you know what? Because our relationship is so non-traditional.
Yeah.
And, you know, you have to kind of figure out is what we can give each other is enough. Because whatever we give, you know, whatever we can give to each other... We're all like, you know, he's all mine, I'm all his. But unfortunately, we can't give each other 9 months out of the year.
But when you're away from him, are you attracted to other guys?
No.
Mm. You can say that if you are.
No. I mean, I would. I don't care.
Yeah,
I
think
you
are. Other women. I'm attracted to other women. You just don't act. You know, you just don't do anything about it.
Right.
You have blinders on. That's how you do it.
Get back to your masturbation for 1 second, because I got to clear this up. You come on your junk, and then you wipe down with a towel.
Christ's sake.
I just want to be clear on that.
You make it so dramatic, like, no, then you wipe down
well,
with a towel.
Well, why not I do what I do? I have a tissue, and then everything goes
but
in there.
The tissue's like shit. Like, the tissue but breaks off, and it's on your dick.
No, put three tissues together.
No, gross.
Go into there.
It's very bad for the environment.
I did. And I flush it away, and then all the evidence is gone.
I don't want to share about evidence.
You
like,
you're
know,
leaving
you know.
This stuff all over hotels.
I don't care.
Oh, my God. Annie, don't you think that's gross?
That's the beauty of a hotel. You leave, you're gone.
Don't you think it's wrong to come into a towel and then leave it for the chambermaid to touch?
It's no different than being sweaty on the towel. It's just a different type of fluid.
Yeah, that's true.
I think, no, Annie, you don't like, you don't approve of that.
The towel is standing in the corner.
That's not
the
right.
Towel is fucking, yeah. It's
Shara, get back to your story. So then she doesn't text you back. You don't hear from her. And you're like, oh, man, I lost this beautiful girl.
Okay, so then I'm just like, it sends me into a total, like.
You're obsessed.
I'm like, damn it. So the show's that night, and I'm like, whatever. And I start being all macho about it. I'm like, well, she's just crazy. Right. In my mind, I'm not saying this out loud.
Who needs her?
I'm like, oh yeah, well, I'll see you later.
I'll get lots of other girls.
So I come to the show, and I'm feeling pretty bad about myself. And I I show up, and then we're doing the show, so we have to do the red carpet thing, and we go on the thing, and she's like, I'll never forget this because there's an escalator that goes right after the carpet, right up the thing, and she was right before me. She's walking up the escalator, and I'm on the carpet, and I kind of look over, and I see her, and I'm like, kind of do one of those things, and she kind of looks at me, and she's like this, and I'm like, oh, damn it. Well, now kind of, it's not over, you know what I mean?
Well, you're in the game.
So then I play the show, and like, I swear to God, I'm just not this kind of guy, but then I'm thinking about her the whole time, and then the second the show is over, I'll never forget this. There's all these amazing moments that I remember so vividly about the whole experience, but there's this. They always quarantine the models. It's like they have these big Sports Illustrated parties, and then, of course, no one can get near them because they're in this little jail, like, you know, right. 10 rows above everybody. And they're all dancing and having fun, and I'm thinking, I know she's up there, and I kind of see her, and I'm standing here like a schmuck looking up, trying to find her, looking for her actively, you know, in the middle of the crowd, which is another thing I wouldn't necessarily normally do.
Right.
Just being like, well, I'm finding this woman. Like, where is she? And she comes out, and I look at her, and I'm just like, you know, get down here. She comes down. And then basically what happened was that night was incredible.
Where'd you go?
We just went out. She had a bunch of stuff she had to do, too, for the
And you guys banged that night?
Nope.
No.
Bullshit.
No.
You're kidding.
I couldn't. My back was off.
Like, yeah, that's another thing, too. She was literally crippled.
So then what'd you do? Lay around in your underwear again and just, like, touch each other?
Yeah. No, honestly, that's I think that night we got so drunk, I think we almost got married or something.
We did almost get married.
Yeah.
I was like, let's get married.
How long did you guys wait before you had intercourse?
About a week.
A week?
No.
10 days? A week.
No, like 10 days or 2 weeks or something. Like
2 weeks is the time. That's it. Let's find out what's happening here, you know?
Want to hear the craziest thing, though? Best part about the whole thing. Well, there's another thing, which is basically, like, after we had that night, and she was really hurt. Her back was really messed up. She couldn't do anything. She couldn't barely move.
I could get her to do something.
I'm sure you
believe me. I could. I'm back sure. Schmack. Let's get busy.
I'm coming
in. You know what? Lay there and I'll move.
Well, it was actually probably a good thing because we were so alcoholic for the whole experience that I probably would have never been terrible. But so basically we waited. We didn't sleep together. And then the crazy part is I got pretty bold and I told her, I said, I want to go back. You know, she's like, I got to go back to New York. And I'm like, I'm coming with you.
Right.
And she was kind of weirded out by that. But
so for 2 weeks, you're like just fucking around.
We left Vegas together, and we've been together ever since.
So for 2 weeks, it's just like foreplay.
It was like a week, maybe.
No, it was kind of really bold because we didn't sleep together. And then he came to New York to take me out for Valentine's Day. He literally stayed a night in New York. And then he left like on Monday morning. And then I did some show in New York. And then I packed all my bags and went to L.A. with my dog.
But
Monday night. It was like, you know what? It was like,
girls need to know. So when you're with a guy, and you, okay, so for a week or 2 weeks, you're not going to have sex with him, but you got to put out a little bit, right? So you got to use your hand on him a little bit or something, right? Because he's got a full load in.
Aside from the fact that
was
it oral for 2 weeks?
No, I was just messing around. I was like fooling around. Yeah, shit like that.
Oral, stuff like that?
No, I don't know. I don't think we even went there. I mean, honestly, like, I think everything
happened. You didn't go there for the 2 weeks?
No, she did. You did.
You did. You
no.
Both.
Yeah. Oh, maybe it wasn't 2 weeks. Maybe it was like 10 days.
So you guys 69 for 2 weeks?
There was one thing
that's
we knew. Before we were to commit to each other, we both knew that we had to have sex.
Right.
That was kind of like, in a weird way, going to be.
Well, you got to know you're
the sex was going to be compatible and amazing, then we knew we were going to be.
But doesn't that put too much pressure on the whole sexual act?
No, because we didn't wait too long.
Was it good right away?
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's gotten better.
And you had an orgasm the first time with him? Or you had to build into it?
No. Took a few times.
Adam, were you disappointed in yourself that you couldn't give her an orgasm?
A little bit.
Yeah, of course.
I was like, you know, that's... But then you kind of... Well, if you have a good sexual relationship with somebody, you figure out everything and you know certain things.
You got a big schlong?
I knew you were going to...
Oh, my God. I was so knew you were going to ask.
I was like, when he asks if I have a big dick, what should you say, honey?
Well,
it's fine. It's good.
Is he the biggest you've ever had, Annie?
Huh?
Is he the biggest you've ever had?
Definitely not.
No.
Who's bigger, Leonardo DiCaprio?
Shut the fuck up.
Did you date him?
No.
You didn't date him?
No. Oh,
you did. I thought you went out with him.
No.
Yes, you did.
No.
You didn't?
No.
Adam.
I mean, come on. Don't read.
I read that.
All the
shit. Yeah, of course. You know, it's like,
how much should you read about yourself that ain't true? It's just like.
Everything's true. I don't know.
Liar. Unless it's about you, everything's
true. No, I've had terrible things written about me that were not true. Like, I bought a stripper a car. I'm not going to buy it. When I'm so lame, I got to buy a stripper a car.
See, didn't that bother you?
Yeah, of course it did. So what, did you guys ever discuss each other's sexual past? Do you ever sit there and go for the name?
Yeah, of course.
So there's got to be a couple of names in there.
No, yeah. I mean,
he's got more than me.
Yeah.
Well, that was the whole thing too. Is I had to really kind of, I've been such a whore bag in the past that I had to like really make her understand that I was not that one of those things. And it
this
was
is exciting. This is so exciting.
See, I'm like I'm so boring now.
Will you guys try anal, or will you not go there?
No,
Annie, you don't want to try it.
My experience with that has always been like, you get to a point where like, let's try something. And you do that and it's like,
Annie, don't do it.
It's not good.
You're too pure.
Yeah, I don't like it. I'm not into it. I don't like it.
Annie has the kind of lips, you know, all these women who get injections in their lips, they want big lips. Like, you have that naturally, right?
Mm-hmm.
Like, women want your lips.
Yeah, but when women get injections, it doesn't look like
that. No, it doesn't. Looks all messed up.
Yeah.
I gotta say, man, I tell her this every day, by the way. I'm not just saying it because I'm doing it in public, but you are incredible. She's so beautiful.
If Annie was, God forbid, in a fire or a car accident and disfigured.
I told her I wouldn't be with her anymore.
You would break up with her, right?
Yeah.
Okay. Annie, just realize that.
What an asshole.
I told her that. But I told her that within 6 months.
That's right. Hey.
No, you didn't.
We joke around about that all the time.
Yeah. No. Tell him if he ever cheats on me, I'll cut his balls off.
She did say that.
All right. Well, yeah. Why at least like you know where you stand.
Every time I leave town, she goes like this.
She makes a clipping. Why would you cheat on her? You know what? Let me tell you something.
Why would
guys fuck cheat on
up her?
Everything?
Yeah.
I was telling Robin earlier this morning. I went to a party and I met Sandra Bullock over the weekend.
Oh, that whole thing is crazy.
And this girl is sexy and successful, beautiful. I mean, I'm standing. I go, this Jesse James, like Paul McCartney said, you took your lucky break and you broke it in two. Sure. When a woman like that loves you, what's to cheat? How many women do you need, Adam?
I know.
It's, you're going to fuck it up. Don't fuck up with her.
Don't say I'm going
to
fuck it up.
Ask her to marry you right now. I'm serious, man.
I already asked her the first night we met in Vegas.
Annie,
hammered.
Will you marry me?
Who are you asking?
Adam.
Marry?
Will you marry Adam if he asks you right
I've never had someone else propose for me.
Annie.
Before.
If he asked you right now and got down on one knee, would you do it?
He's not going to do it.
He might.
I'm not going to do it right now.
Yes, you will.
We don't want to get
married
right now.
Yeah, we're discussed.
I have a preacher in the next room. He's ready to do it.
Maybe he might perform the ceremony right now.
Well, you two
that would be a really trippy wedding.
That would actually be a great wedding.
Annie, describe your outfit real quick for the guys at home. I see the bra is part of the outfit. In other words, it's a tank top, but the whole bra is really the outfit. Am I correct?
No,
it's a fabulous look, Robin. You need this look.
I know. I'm going to go in the bathroom and tear my shirt right now.
Yeah, tear your shirt. It's beautiful. It's a beautiful look. Let me tell you. Well, Adam, what a life, huh?
Man, my life is...
Should everyone become a musician? Is this what happens?
Learn
an instrument. God, my piano teacher, if he'd only not committed suicide.
I'll never forget the one thing I heard. I don't know who said it one time. I heard someone say this, but they said... You know, everyone said, oh, you got into music for the girls and all that stuff. It's like, no. I didn't join a band to get girls.
Right.
I stayed in a band to get girls.
That makes sense to me.
Which is the best thing because it's totally true. You think, because I was like a dork. I was 14. And by the way, being in a band back in the day didn't mean it was not cool. It wasn't very cool. You were outcast in a way. I remember it was like, now it's everyone's in the band and everyone's at band camps and all that shit. But when I was a kid, it was like, you were lame if you weren't a football player or a jock.
Right.
And so... You're not cool. You're dork. It's basically like you're no different than like a D&D kid. You're just like, oh, like Nirvana. You know, and everyone thinks you're weird.
What's your schedule like on The Voice, by the way? Because I'm pretty bad. I'm going to San Francisco this week, and this, I got a whole itinerary. But The Voice seems to be way more involved. Like, how many days? It's a lot of days.
Well, the difference is I think because we do a lot of stuff. But you
mentor
off the set of the show. Yeah, we do this all
right. Yeah,
it is. I have never been so unbelievably consumed by so much work.
Do you care if you win? I mean, you won the first season, right? Your person won. Do you care?
My pride and my ego wants me to win, but in a weird way, deep down, I kind of know it doesn't so much matter if it's my team or whoever deserves to win should win.
Are you personally hurt when you hit the buzzer and you turn, I mean, you turn your chair around and then they pick CeeLo or Christina? Like, does that feel like a smack in your head?
Well, no. I mean, I think that it comes down to all, if, because it's funny. It, to me, it comes down to if I want someone desperately,
right,
in my mind, I only missed out on that maybe once or twice.
Right. I noticed this season you were kind of passed on a couple of times. I was surprised you were the winner the last time.
I was surprised I was passed on a couple. There were a couple that I really, really wanted that I didn't get. But I think that, you know, everybody else got hip to the whole thing. It was almost kind of like last year I heard Javier sing, and I think that I might have been one of the first coaches to snap into the competition.
Right, right.
I kind of like thought, I got right into it. And I think everybody else was, we were all deer in the headlights because we were all like,
yeah, because I remember when you got him, you were like, yes.
I was like, I got the whole thing.
Yeah.
By the way, if you talk about deer in the headlights, you know, going into this experience of doing America's Got Talent, Howie and Sharon have been doing it for years.
You must have been kind of like, what?
I walked in and I was like, well, I just figured I watched the show so I'll know what to do. But it's like, I was like, whoa, this is a whole different scene than what I thought it was going to be. I mean, there's a certain learning curve, you know?
Absolutely.
Yeah.
And I think that maybe I picked up on it because actually I was just kind of concerned with whether I was even going to be inspired at all. Mm-hmm. I was worried that I would find nobody.
But you got caught up in it, didn't you? Because I'm in a lounge arguing with Howie and Sharon about the talent. I realize I'm caught up in this thing. I really want to find big talent.
You can fight the whole thing. If it's a good show and it's something that's worth a damn and you think to yourself, wow, this is really special, you get totally wrapped up in it.
Don't you think the prize money on The Voice is a little bit weak, $100,000?
I actually like that because what bums me out, and I don't like the... You know, I don't like how Simon kind of bloated that whole $5 million. I will say I don't like to say bad things because, to be honest with you, we're not in competition, in my opinion, with anything.
Right.
But it's our own little world. But I don't like that. I don't think that if you win this competition, you should be anything other than kind of pushed to go to get somewhere in a weird way. I feel like I'd rather have that be the beginning or the catalyst to propel your career.
No, that's your forum to get your career off the ground.
Yeah, you don't want to be I don't think it's a good thing because I had to go through – I ate a lot of shit for a long time.
Right.
And I feel
and
like –
that's important.
Absolutely. You should,
when
you
I was,
yeah.
When I was at America's Got Talent, there was a band that came out. And I said to them, I said, the Beatles went to Germany for a couple of years. I said, I think you guys need to go do that for a while, you know?
And that's great advice because this is a generation like the instant gratification generation of like,
I want to be
big tomorrow and all that stuff. But we went on tour in a van for 2 years before we had any success. So.
Aren't these shows, though, a shortcut in a sense? In other words, maybe someone could really cram and get a huge career going.
If somebody knows what to do after the fact,
right,
that usually changes a lot about what happens after the show. Because I can only help for so long. It's in a way where it's like, you know, we're dealing with that with Javier Colon right now, the guy who won.
Yeah, he's struggling
a little
bit. Right,
yeah. I talked to him on the phone the other day. And the most important thing, and I'm still helping him out, and I think we're going to make it all work, but the most important thing is you got to learn how to kind of play ball after the fact. Because look at Kelly Clarkson. Kelly Clarkson's right. A great example of somebody who could sing anything. She amazingly talented, but if she hadn't had the right song,
she would never be
at the right
anything.
Time, she might not have had a career.
Right.
Since You've Been Gone is an amazing song.
Right.
It came out right at her absolute peak when she was the hottest she ever was. All eyes were on her, and that is a monster song.
Of course.
If you don't have that to happen at that time, it's really hard to kind of keep people's interest.
Right. The guy who won The Voice, I mean, he's a great singer, but he's got to have a song.
There's a very big difference between what makes someone the winner of a singing competition or an artist.
Were you annoyed with Randy Jackson? He came out and said, you know, he got a little competitive. He said, American Idol or Hitmakers, The Voice, he was knocking you guys. He said, The Voice is for people who have been passed over already and he's giving them a second chance. So that pisses you off.
I thought it was a silly thing for him to say, considering where Randy Jackson came from. Because Randy Jackson, second chance, was American Idol.
Right.
Randy Jackson, I don't care what he says about this, and I love that guy. He's great.
Right.
But it was a little irresponsible because when you think about it, a guy like Randy benefited so much from America, I mean beyond so much,
right,
that I find it odd that he attacks The Voice for being too second chancey. You know, you're like, okay, well, like, look what happened with you, man. Like, that's like shame on you a little bit.
Right,
like,
and also,
you kinda,
why attack those contestants in the sense that they want a break too? Everybody wants a break, and the more the merrier, right?
Absolutely. And also, to me, the most well-adjusted, kind of balanced, successful people in our business are the ones who didn't have success in the beginning.
What do you, you know, some of these shows that come on, these talent, now everybody has a talent competition. Some of them are successful, some aren't. What is the difference? Like, why is The Voice successful and so many fail? Is it the chemistry between the judges?
I think it's, for the same reason why I think America's Got Talent's going to kind of, whoom, like, I just feel like because now you guys have your thing going on.
Right.
I think the chemistry, it, at the core of it, if the chemistry's not there, it's never going to be, it'll never be able to transcend and be like, it's an amazing
right.
thing.
Yeah.
That's huge. That has to be there. I think that there needs to be, for lack of a better term, I'll just say gimmick, even though gimmick's a shitty word to use.
Right.
But, like, there needs to be something that is somewhat left of center of what all the other things do.
Right, the show needs to have something special. You've got the chair and, the, and you're mentoring.
And with The Voice, what's cool about that is like you've got that and you, oh, you don't see them and you turn around. And then once you turn around, it's the pressure's on them picking you.
Right.
And I don't like the idea necessarily. I might not have done the show if it had just been this thing where I was sitting on a throne and saying, you know, I don't like you or mm-hmm. you know, I like you. But when you become vulnerable as an artist and someone that doesn't need to become vulnerable,
right.
I think that's really cool. I would watch it because it's kind of an interesting twist.
Do you have a spinning chair at home so you can practice?
I do.
You do?
I do. All my chairs spin.
All right, listen to me. What have we learned today? What have we learned? We just talked for over an hour.
That Adam uses a towel.
And he doesn't use a rubber.
You're so clever how you get in there.
Right.
It's like all of a sudden you're like, what the fuck am I talking about?
Don't miss Adam Levine on The Voice Monday nights at 8 o'clock on NBC. Don't miss Annie in Sports Illustrated.
Don't miss Annie.
Man, Annie, my own, what an Annie. That's some Annie. Annie, Kishmea Tachasarani, right? No, it's Italian. What's the matter with you? So, listen, Annie, you want to plug anything? Besides Adam, do you want to plug any upcoming?
Oh, do I want to go and put myself out?
No, you don't have anything you plug in? A beauty line, products, nothing?
No, she doesn't need it. Look at her. She's on top of the world.
No, I'm doing good. I just finished writing a book, though, so I'm not sure about that. Yeah.
About Adam's penis. What is
it's called Average Can Work, too.
Hey, are you average?
Yeah, pretty much.
Yeah, me too. I'm below average. Okay.
Can I say one thing about penis size? Because you talk about your dick all the time.
Yeah, mine's small. Oh, it's like a
which is another lie. There's no way.
It's like a button.
Like a giant person.
No, it's a giant person with a button.
If it's, here's my opinion on dicks. Is that if it's not the biggest and it's not the smallest, chances are it's all right.
Yeah.
Right?
It's perfect.
I'm hard, I'm...
Am I wrong?
You're absolutely right.
When I'm hard, I'm 6 inches. But when I'm soft... Like a half an inch.
6 inches hard, there's nothing
half
wrong with that.
Half an inch, yeah. You got it right. Just like that.
You probably can't even stand up with
that. You're a grower, man.
That's right. Big deal. Who cares?
It's much more convenient to be a grower, not a shower.
You bet.
You tuck it away, you know?
Adam, so much to talk about. Annie, even more to talk about, but time has run out.
All right. Thanks
The Voice
a lot,
is the show. It's always great seeing you. I'm very happy for your success, by the way.
Thank you, sir.
I like the show you're on. I like the choices you're making. I see what's happening.
You're all in the NBC family.
We're all in the NBC family. We were talking
about
Private
Parts. When I thought about you joining up, I was like, WNBC.
Oh, yeah. It's weird. I'm at a party. Had a judge's dinner the night before we started shooting America's Got Talent.
Yeah.
And they're like, you know, Howard, welcome to the NBC family. We're so happy to have you. I said, listen, guys. I've been with the NBC family. You fuckers kicked me right out the door.
I was about to say, when I heard you go back to NBC, I'm like, how's that feel?
But they're like, hey, it's a whole different regime.
And they gave you like a fucking bajillion dollars.
That's right. Let bygones be bygones. Exactly. Annie, what is the book going to be about?
It's a children's book.
A children's book?
Yeah.
Oh, yes. You don't even have children and you're writing children's books.
I know. I love children.
That's one up. Yes, you love children, and soon you're going to have one because Adam won't wear a rubber. And he thinks he has some sort of control.
Oh, my God. I can already see this backlash.
No. All right, listen. That's it. And that, too. You ever bring any of your girlfriends around, Adam, or you keep them away?
Oh, absolutely. Of course I do. We're all like big, happy family.
Would you ever do a threesome with them?
No.
Would you want that, Adam?
I mean, listen.
Go ahead.
I'm smart.
Wait, what's
That's
the listen,
I want that.
Well, I think it's always... I totally respect that. I think it, at one point it's going to get a little weird for someone.
Have you ever been with another girl?
No.
Would you like to try it? Are you curious?
No, I'm pretty happy.
Too bad.
Satisfied, you hear that?
Yeah.
I will say that, if threesome thing, it's like the grass is always greener. That, I don't trust that whole fucking thing.
Take it to a strip club. Let's see what happens.
I've been to one.
I'll take you to one. Never mind him. seriously, take her to a strip club. You know, everybody starts screwing around. They're going to go nuts for her in there. And then before you know it, something's going to happen.
No. It's a slippery slope, all that shit. It sounds great, but it's not.
Want to know something? I took my wife, when she was my girlfriend, to a strip club. We went, and it was a disaster.
Yeah. If you really love someone like down that level, you're...
The girls were like all over her, and I got jealous.
Really?
Yeah, I didn't like it.
I don't know if I'd like that either.
No.
Kind of pissed me off.
I blew a load in my pants. It's the first time that ever happened to me. I didn't even... No one touched me. It spontaneously happened.
It's just hard for me to believe that you blow a load under a man having sex.
Are you dead serious?
I'm dead serious. I was watching them like go crazy for her. And then, like, I was kind of, like, leaning up against her back, and suddenly I blew a load in my pants. Yeah, I'm not kidding.
Does it ever happen, though? I mean, does it happen when you're, like, 12 years old? I mean...
Well, they claim there are wet dreams. I never had one. I only have wet nightmares. All right, look. We've got to...
Crying, and you pull all of yourself.
Oh, dear, what's wrong with you?
So much. Give my love to CeeLo...
I will.
The country guy and Christina.
Blake Shelton.
Whatever.
He's awesome. You actually would really like to have him on a show.
We should try.
You really would. He's amazing.
I want to find out if he comes in a towel.
I will tell you. He'll be way more honest than me.
I want to meet him.
He'll tell you everything.
All right, look, we've discussed a lot, probably too much. And we'll take a break, let you guys out of here. You go do your thing. You know what I'm saying?
I can't wait to go out, yeah. Adam Levine comes in towel.
Yeah, it's a headline. We'll be back right after these words. Thank you, you guys.
Thank you. Such a pleasure.
Wonderful.
Around the world and up your block.
It's time for America to wake up.
No more bullshit.
This is it.
It's a revolution.
This is a Howard 100 News Brief.
I'm Steve Warren. Talk of TV talent contests are swirling throughout the media. Never have so many celebrities been sitting in so many judging chairs, evaluating an endless stream of wannabe stars. Maroon 5's Adam Levine from The Voice appeared on The Stern Show on Tuesday morning, and Lisa G tracked him down. Here's Howard 100 News in the Green Room with Lisa G.
Howard 100 News in the Green Room with Lisa G.
How's it going? Yeah, my pleasure, man. I love it. So is everyone okay?
Maroon 5 lead singer and judge on The Voice, Adam Levine, walking out of Studio 69, sticking his head into the green room, making sure his manager and publicist were okay. Adam let it all hang out for over an hour with Howard Stern. He was joined by his Sports Illustrated swimsuit girlfriend of 2 years, Annie, who felt they didn't say anything that was too over the top.
But it's like no one really asks that kind of stuff. And, you know, it's fun. It's fun to talk about it. Because I don't think we said anything too crazy or too dirty or... I mean, that's like kind of normal everyday stuff.
And Annie, like so many other guests, says once you're inside Howard's studio, all your guards come down.
You know, it's like talking to a friend. I mean, he's a fun person to talk to, and, you know, we had the same conversation that I would have with a friend.
And what did Adam think of the interview?
I think we survived. Well, I did talk about some disgusting shit, but... What are you going to do? It's Howard. He just works his way in there. It's amazing.
Because he talks about something so PG, and then he goes into, like, total...
He's pretty good. He's all of a sudden talking about shit you never thought he'd talk about. You know, and you're so careful with everybody else, you know? You're like, you think that you're fine, and then all of a sudden you're talking about gross shit. Well, yeah, it's fine.
That's right. They don't ask these types of questions on the Today Show.
He got what he wanted. We gave him everything. It was good radio, as they say, right? Yeah, it was fun.
And with that, Adam grabbed his iced coffee and supermodel girlfriend and left. Lisa G., Howard 100 News.
Jackie the Joke Man with Jackie's Joke Hunt live at 7 p.m. Eastern. Then Scott Farrell has the midweek checkup on sports, including the latest NBA news heading into All-Star Weekend.